Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. Again, thanks for listening. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Welcome to the show. Show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can try them at 770-732-0244. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, or corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of any of your concerns or needs. That office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. If you have a Twitter account, go into your Twitter account and you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also find the show on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. Okay? Type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The show page should come up there, and voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Now, guys, I have a great show set up for you tonight, and before I get into the show, just a couple of things. I know that the storm was pretty bad up northeast, the East Coast. In the northern section of the United States, Hurricane Sandy came through and raised havoc on some states. I mean, this storm was gigantic. And when I say gigantic, I'm saying this was the biggest hurricane to ever hit the United States. The biggest. I know you're thinking Katrina was horrible, but you know, Katrina was horrible. Katrina was tropical 4 or something, category 4 or something like that, hurricane, or 3. This was a tropical 1, category 1 storm. And it was huge. But the reason I say it was the biggest ever because it packed 90 mile per hour winds. It also was this storm was 1,000 miles wide. I mean from the eye of the hurricane to the edge is 500 miles. And then from the other side of the eye to the edge of 500 miles, a total of 1,000 miles wide was the storm. Now, that's huge. Because when you think about it, you think it's 3,000 miles from the East Coast to the West Coast, okay, if you're driving across the United States. From here to California, 3,000 miles. So the storm was 1,000 miles wide. So you think you cut the United States into threes up and down. Okay, you got 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles. This storm was 1,000 miles wide. So it was able to actually cover, it could have covered a third of the United States and ripped all the way up through there and torn up a third of the United States. But it came in, it swiped in and hit a lot of states up north. I think New Jersey got the first of it, and it wreaked havoc up in Jersey. But hopefully none of you guys had relatives up there, or maybe you did, or hopefully they're okay and you know, getting things back in order. Because like I said before, when I was talking about the storm on the night that it hit, I said, call your relatives or friends that live in the area and tell them to get out. And actually, when I was on the air, while I was on the air, the mayor of New York, Bloomberg, he told everyone to stay home because it was actually too late to evacuate, too late to get out, too late to get out and go and get away from the storm, because at that time, the storm was starting to come ashore. And if you got out and started moving, you would have been in more danger than if you stay home. So he was telling people, at this point, if you hadn't evacuated, please stay home. So, but, you know, Hurricane Sandy, she did a lot of damage. She killed a lot of people and just knocked out power and all this stuff. But anyway, hope you guys are doing well. Hope your families are doing well. If you have family there, hopefully no one got hurt. Call in number to the show, guys, 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. Now, guys, I want to say something before I get into the show. I know I'm kind of bumbling and stumbling here, but this is what I do daily. The, you know, there are a lot of emails that come through my email. A lot of you guys send emails, and I appreciate them because some of you guys send good stuff. I keep up the good work and things like that. You send things on Facebook, and I don't mind. But what I'm saying is, you know, the people that are sending some pushy emails, I call it the pushy emails, don't even try it. You're not going to push me around. It's my show, and I do the show the way I want to do the show. If you want me to do the show a certain way, you tell me that kind of stuff. Hey, I'm open to other things, you know, other ideas that could better my show, that I feel would better my show. But there are some things that you guys are sending me that I care not to even think about. You know, you can get your show at Blog Talk Radio if you want to do those things. Get your show and you can have, you know, you can do whatever you want on your show. But this is my show. And I'm going to do it exactly the way I want to, okay? I'm the boss here. So, with that said, I wanted to get that off my chest. I had a lot of feedback on that kind of stuff. And I just wanted to get that off my chest a little bit, and we can move on. No hard feelings, and we'll move on, okay? So, here's the deal, okay? Today's episode is called, Is the Expiration Date Really True? The expiration date on food, you know, and milk and things like that, that have expiration dates, are they actually true dates? You know, are they actually true dates? Some things that I found out today, I was talking to a prior generation than me person today. And they were saying that when they were, you know, when they were kids, when they were growing up, they didn't, you know, their stuff didn't have expiration dates on it. You got it, you used it, voila. But if you had it for a while and you thought it was bad, all it went through was the smell test, you know. And sometimes, you know, you you see stuff, and what she was saying is you see stuff, and you see that it's got something like a potato has got a bad mark on it. Some potatoes, you know, you can cut that bad mark off, and everything else is good. I've done that hundreds of times with just regular white potatoes. I'll cut the bad part off. The rest of it's good and hard. I'll still cut it up and boil it for some, you know, mashed potatoes or something. But she was saying that, you know, in their day, they didn't have expiration dates on things. They just bought them and used them. Or if they did, you know, get a little old, or you say it's been in there a while, then they did the smell test on it. And of course, the visual test on it. But here's my concern. My concern is that some of this stuff are ploys to have you get back into the store and buy more, okay? And then I believe some things are true. Some expiration dates are true, but I believe most of them are not. And this is just my opinion, guys. You can send me a message. You can do whatever you want. But I'm just telling you that this is my opinion, okay? And I pulled this article from the internet talking about the expiration dates and should you pay attention to the expiration date. And it starts off like this. The dates on food labels can be confusing. The truth is they often have nothing to do with food safety. Here's what you really need to know. You assemble everything you need for the perfect deli sandwich. Genoa salami, prosciutto, some thinly sliced provolone, and a crusty baguette. Top it all off, you reach into the fridge for your favorite spicy mustard. And then you notice it. The Best Buy. Best, B-E-S-T, Buy, B-Y. The Best Buy date on the mustard bottle was 4 months ago. 4 months ago. Okay? You might think you got to ditch the mustard and settle for a ho-hum sandwich. But that's not the case. Here's what you need to know about food expiration dates. This is an article, guys, that I pulled off the internet, okay? And you can find it, the article, at stilltasty.com. STILL, still tasty, TASTY.com, stilltasty.com. Okay, so it's been in there for 4 months, and you might need to get rid of it, but here's what you need to know. Here's what they're saying. Used by, best if used by, best before. All those things are you've seen on some food that you bought. And you pay attention to that when you go in the store. Because I know with us, we always looking all behind the milk to see what's the latest date that they have in the fridge, and that's what you buy, okay? The longest life, so to speak, on the milk. So, the used by, best if used by, best before. Here's what they say. These used by and best dates are generally found on shelf-stable products such as mustard, mayonnaise, and peanut butter. The date which is provided voluntarily by the manufacturer tells you how long the product is likely to remain at its absolute best quality when unopened. Let me read that again. The date which is provided voluntarily by the manufacturer tells you how long the product is likely to remain at its absolute best quality when unopened. Okay? But as the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Safety Inspection Service points out, it is not a safety date. Okay? After the use by or best date has passed, you may start to notice gradual changes in an unopened product's texture, color, or flavor. But as long as you've been storing the unopened item properly, you can generally consume it beyond this date. You hear that, guys? You can generally consume it beyond this date. Now, I'm worried at this point is the date and how long it's been there, okay, as far as the date goes. Now, they're talking about something that's been you get your spicy mustard and you notice the Best Buy date, and it's been in there, and it was 4 months ago. Okay? Now it says that your best bet for gauging whether an unopened, shelf-stable product with this type of date is still of satisfactory quality is to simply smell and examine it first. Isn't that wild? You know, that I just said earlier that I talked to a earlier generation person, and they were saying that when they were growing up, they didn't have expiration dates on their food and stuff. They used the smell test, and that's exactly what these folks are saying at the Department of Agriculture. Smell and examine it first. Always discard foods that have developed an off odor, flavor, or appearance. You can also consult the Keep It or Toss It database for optimal food storage times for both unopened and open items. So they're saying you can consult the Keep It or Toss It database. I guess you can, you know, that's something you can Google, Keep It or Toss It database, Google it and see what comes up. For optimal food storage times for both unopened and open items. I need to go there and look at that. I'm going to go there and look at that tonight because we have a concern. Sell by date. Most sell by dates are found on perishables like meat, seafood, poultry, and milk. The date is a guide for stores to know how long they can display a particular product. Did you hear that, guys? The sell-by date. This date is a guide for stores to know how long they can display a particular product. Now, I guarantee you that some of you guys, along with me, have looked at the sell-by date and thinking, hey, they got old stuff in here. You know what I'm saying? And you don't buy it. It says you should buy the product before the sell-by date expires, but you can still store it at home for some time beyond that date as long as you follow safe storage procedures. You know, and then you check. You can check the Keep It or Toss It database for specific foods as far as how do you store these products. And this is very important, guys, because there have been people that got food poisoning and all kinds of stuff from eating old meats or anything of that sort, and it gets you. For instance, milk that has been continuously refrigerated will usually remain drinkable for about 1 week after the sell-by date on the package. Likewise, you can store ground beef in your refrigerator for 1 to 2 days after purchasing it, even if the sell-by date expires during that time. says you can store ground beef in your refrigerator for 1 to 2 days after purchasing it, even if the sell-by date expires during that time. The expire zone date. The only place you're likely to encounter this type of date is on infant formula and some baby foods, which are the only food products the federal government regulates with regard to dating. You should always use the product before this date has passed. So when you, if you got a baby and you have baby food, make sure, be absolutely 100% sure that, and check the date. Check the dates on the foods, because this is what the government regulates. So they should be spot on. We know that may be shaky here and there, but it should be spot on. And they say you should always use baby formula and baby food before the date has passed. Before the expiration date, you need to use this food. If you pick the food up and it's got the expiration date on it, if it has today's date on it, and you're getting ready to use it, feed it to your kid today, it expired today, I'd say don't use it. We want to err on the side of caution. That's what we want to do. We want to stay on the side of caution. So if you have something that's expiring today, throw it out. Baby food now. Don't go to your pantry or your refrigerator and say, hey, this expired yesterday, throw it out. This expires tomorrow, throw it out. No, don't do it. Packing codes. Packing codes, which appear as a series of letters and or numbers on the package, sometimes indicate the date or time of manufacture. Often, though, they simply appear as a meaningless jumble. I've seen numbers on packages look like barcodes or something. Sorry, guys. I had a little technical difficulty there. Not sure what happened. Anyway, we got about a minute and a half left in the show. But either way, packing codes help manufacturers and grocers rotate their stock and quickly locate products of a recall. But they're not meant to be interpreted as an indicator of either food safety or quality. Okay? Now, you can go to the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service website and check some of this stuff out. But I think I'm going to go to the Keep It or Toss It database and find out about, you know, some of these foods. Anyway, guys, I think that hopefully that's been very, very, some good information for you. I don't know what to tell you, really. I got to research this a little more. But I believe that when you look at something and it's got an expiration date on it and it's just passed, I think things are still good enough to consume. So no problem. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show today. I appreciate it. Have a great night. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. You've been listening to the Frank Williamson Show, and this is Frank Williams. I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys.
Things that they don't want to take responsibility for. Sorry for the time.